Hey, my name is Eric, and you're listening to Viral Positivity, a podcast providing community-sourced updates, advice, and encouragement.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I am reporting from Lakewood, Colorado, right outside Denver. I think this is probably like day 40 or something. In the beginning, it felt like going out in a snowstorm, but with invisible snow. You know, you had to gear up, and it's like a weather event, but the weather is germs everywhere. It's weird. It's weird times. It's all good here. We're both musicians, so we've been playing music. Our dogs are happy. And we have a huge yard, and I'm a big gardener. I mean, really what I miss most is going to the thrift store. Honestly, I'm really excited because when everything opens up, those thrift stores are going to be off the hook. In Colorado, our stay-at-home order ended on the 29th of April. Both Lakewood and Denver extended their stay-at-home order until next week. People are gearing up to get back to work. I went and worked today for an hour. I'm a massage therapist, and I went and did my first massage at the chiropractor's office. I was glad to be working again. I wore two masks and gloves, and I felt okay about it, but I do feel like it's too soon for everyone to be going back to work. There's so much like bad information and conflicting information. Do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? You know, when you're going to go back to work, what that's going to look like. Like 3 years ago, when there was that big flu season that was killing people, I started wearing a mask. Doing massage, I'm in small closed rooms, like breathing in people's faces, and people are breathing in my face. And one time I was taking the train home and this lady was coughing everywhere and I had a mask in my bag. So I was like, all right, I'm going to put on my mask. And so then all these people on the train are looking at me like I'm the sick person and moving away because I had a mask. I just didn't want that lady spitting in my mouth because I didn't want to get sick. That's when I learned that Americans have problems with people that wear masks, you know, and now it's turned into this whole like flashpoint and controversy to cover your mouth. Like, what's the problem with that? With the airborne respiratory illness? Like, you can't wrap your head around the fact that stopping spit from leaving your mouth could save someone's life. I'm just obsessed with the masks, honestly, because it's a simple thing that anyone could do. It's kind of a no-brainer. You know, the World Health Organization has known. They were just worried there was going to be a run on masks and there wouldn't be any for healthcare workers. But guess what? There wasn't any for healthcare workers anyway. I got into sewing masks. I sewed like 70 masks and I couldn't do it anymore because it was making me so mad. They don't have enough masks for nurses in hospitals, you know, and here I am trying to figure out how to make a good one with my crappy sewing skills and my old curtains. It's like, well, this is a war and, you know, the whole war on the pandemic. And so let's all do our part and make masks. And it's like, no, why isn't industry doing its part? They're the ones getting the government bailouts, you know, all these big corporations now. Like, why don't you use that money to figure out how to make some fucking masks for people? You know, my advice would be to try to be cool, you know, and not create more problems because there's enough problems already. There's plenty of opportunities to hear bad news. Everyone loves a train wreck. Everything requires a great deal of flexibility and thought right now. Everyone's stressed out. Everyone's scared. Everyone is concerned. Like, nobody gets a hall pass. I mean, at the end of the day, this isn't going to wipe out humanity. What can you do to help the person next to you? Because if it got like totally crazy with the supply chains breaking down and people looting stores and stuff like that, you're going to want to be able to count on the person next to you. And the person next to you might not want to help you if you're like not wearing a mask and coughing all over them.